Blog Talk Radio.
Dear friends, wherever you are, welcome to Also Vileka Psychic Spirit Connection Live Radio Show. If you'd like to call for the show for a chance to have a reading for me to join you with your loved ones, the number is from the UK, it will be 001-760-283-4611. I repeat that. It's 001-760-283-4611. Or for the USA, the number 760-283-4611. That song there, which I just played to you, I hope that you had a better connection than I did. But if you didn't, I do apologize. However, that is a very special song for me because it means a lot to me. That's a song that was playing at the funeral of a good friend of mine, a person who means a lot to me and to Sue and to all the family, Mark Rock, who his birthday is on Sunday the 29th of July. He was an amazing, lovely person, which I hold a lot of respect for him. And he knows it. So, Mark, if, wherever you are, I know that you're looking after us and all your friends and your children. So happy birthday, my friend. I also like to, beforehand, wish a very, very happy birthday to my goddaughter, to our goddaughter, shall I say, Millie Rock Cook. And she is one on Saturday, and she will be celebrating as well the birthday. We will be celebrating the birthday for her. I'd like to congratulate, a big congratulation to my daughter, Megan Leanne Villegas. My daughter, who is tomorrow, she will be graduating from the university, Roehampton University in London. I know that we all are very proud of her, as well as all the family, as well as all the friends. She achieved, she's been to America already working with what she do, choreography, dancing, the lot, you name it. The girl's got such a mass potential. And so congratulations to my daughter, Megan Leanne Villegas, for tomorrow. But also congratulate her because on Sunday also, she has her 21st birthday. So Megan, from the bottom of my heart, with all my love, my darling, I wish you a very, very happy birthday. And I know that your friends and all you love, your family, will be very much with you today. We all will be with you, darling. We love you very much. Happy birthday. For those people that are still inquiring about private readings through Skype, it's easy. It's been done. People's doing it, people's calling. And I'm available for Skype readings. If you just visit my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. That's the website that you have to just go to. And there is a button. And also there's a button there for a private readings through Skype. Now, you can also follow me on Facebook or go to my website again. And my website, there's a button for Facebook. You just press the button and we become friends, okay? So that is the way just to give you more idea how to join me, guys. Right. Another thing that I like very much to tell people, the people in Vernon and Slough Barcha, tomorrow, July the 26th, I'm holding a psychic night at Vernon Park Hall in Vernon, Slough, Barcha. It starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are only £6. They are available at the door. So for the people in Vernon, Slough, Barcha, if you like, I know there's a lot of people. I've been there before. I worked 3-4 times in there, and I always get fantastic audience. So I look forward to see those that I met and those I have yet to meet. So, guys, I'll see you tomorrow night. The doors, the night start at 8 o'clock, but the doors will be open at 7. From 7, quarter past 7, then the doors will be open. So be there. On Thursday, August the 2nd, I will be holding a full moon psychic supper at my home in Bournemouth. Perhaps if people say, what's the point saying in Bournemouth now because we are in America, Australia, blah, blah. But you know what? There is a lot of people in Bournemouth that I know. They listen to this program. It's a lot of people in Dorset that listen to this program because I get told by the people, we heard your program. So, yes, to all the local ones in Dorset and Bournemouth, are we holding a full moon because on the 2nd, August the 2nd is a full moon. So I will be holding a psychic supper at my home in Bournemouth, Moredown. This popular event will consist in a very good old tradition, English tradition, shall I say, fish and chips. So fish and chips, followed by the glass of wine, that you will have fish and chips, bacon chips, chicken chips, whatever you want to order, that it will be a very good menu there. That also is followed by the glass of wine, and also followed by a mini reading with three very well-known mediums, local mediums. One, myself, Oscar Villegas. The next person is Sandy Cox, and a very good friend of mine, Susan Hallowell. The cost of this is £20. £20 is all inclusive, and spaces are limited. So if you are interested, please contact me. And my phone number is 0122-523-820. I repeat that, 0122-523-820. Or 077-8757-6452. Or visit my website, and the details will be there, in www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. This is one day I've been looking forward to it. But next week, I will be joined by in my show by the lovely, lovely, lovely Bernie Scott. Bernie is, as well you know, is a very well-known medium. She's also an international psychic medium, and she is from Bristol, from the Bristol area. On the 23rd of August, she will be joining me. She will be joining me on the show, okay? But, no, sorry, that is on the... That is next week. I do apologize. That is next week, next Wednesday. She will be joining me next Wednesday. She will be joining me in the show, okay? But on the 23rd of August, Bernie Scott and myself, Oscar Villegas, we will be holding a psychic night at the Newtown Conservative Club in Poole, Dorset. This is the first time that Bernie and I will have worked together, and I know it's going to be a fantastic night. There is already tickets going on very well. There is a lot of inquiry, and there's a lot of people inquiring about it. So if you would like to know more details about it, the best thing to do, as you know, just go to my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. That's how it is, guys, and that's what's on tonight, okay? I couldn't go on all night telling all about my work, what's coming up, it was coming up, but I'm not going to do this because there is a queue. It's a long queue of people waiting to get the opportunity to have the readings with the loved ones. Now, for those people that are listening to it, this program tonight, I'm just going to say this once, so I don't have to repeat it again. I say it every week, and I'm going to say it again. I use the numbers very strongly. Numbers are connected with us here as well as with those that have gone to this high life. So if, for instance, any time I was to give you the person the number 6, the number 6 could be connected with the 6 weeks, 6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 months, 6 years, or number the children, or the month of June, which is the number 6. Okay? Please also remember that sometimes the messages are not just necessary for you, but also for the people, perhaps you still call it friends. And please remember one thing. This is important. We are free spirits, just like your loved ones are. We are free spirits, and we don't have to talk to them, just like they don't have to talk to you. But if I bring somebody that has gone many, many years back, please don't say, oh, I don't know that person, I don't want to speak to that person. Because sometimes by you blocking one person, that person could have brought you somebody else for you. So please, before you say no, work very carefully with me, because I can promise you one thing, I will get a yes. Not because I will bully you to it, but because I know that what I see, what they're giving me, I will give it to you. Excuse me, sorry about that. With this, I will move on to the area 310, 310. Good evening, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Who am I speaking to?
This is Vince calling from Los Angeles.
Hello, is that Vince or Dennis?
Vince, with a V,
okay.
Like Victor.
Okay, hello, good evening. Are you well?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I want to find out, last week on Thursday, I went in for a job interview with a paper company, and they said they would let us know this week. This morning I talked to the girl at the HR at the company, and she said they're going to make a decision by the end of today, and they're going to let me know. And I'm just wondering if you see them calling me and asking me to come into work.
Right. The decision has not been made at the end of the day today. The decision that you asked me for, as you know, that's what perhaps what I said, free will, because I do feel very much that people sometimes say to us, look, this is what's going to happen today by the end of the week, by the end of the date. However, I don't feel that that has been the case. The decision that you is going to be take, decision will be made, but not exactly today. Even if it has been today, you will not hear anything by the end of the weekend. You will hear what is needed to you for you to be here. However, I feel very much the confidence. Before anything, I want to give you the number 6, but the number 6 is connected here with the mother link. Is your mother in spirit, please?
No, she's not. My father is.
Your father is. Now, can you tell the number? Because, okay, the number 6 has been passed on here, the number 6. Where's the number 6 for, please?
You know, I don't know.
There might be a reason why I want to give you the number 6, but it's connected more with your mother's side, with your mother rather than your dad, okay? The initial J has been passed on as well. We'll have initial J, please.
The only one I can think of is my daughter, Jennifer.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. Because I feel I want to have a link with one of your loved ones rather than a circle of friends, okay? Now, I feel very positive about this call. However, you know, sometimes we make these arrangements, we build our hopes to hear from something that perhaps we think is the right job. I'm only going to ask you one thing because I've been asked to ask you this. You got 3 jobs interviews? 3 others?
No, I had this one last week. I had this interview, but I'm waiting to hear from another company that I already had an interview with them. And about 2 weeks ago, I applied online for the position that I'm perfect for, and then I called my friend who's an HR person at the company, and she said she was going to elevate my resume to the top, to the hiring manager, to try and get me in there. So I'm still waiting to hear from that company.
Right. Which one was the third call you made to a job? Who was the third one? The one with your friend?
The one that where my friend works, that's the other job.
Oh, that's
I'm going to hear from.
Yeah,
this,
okay.
But as far as I know, there's no third
okay.
one yet.
Okay, right. Who has the initial L? L as a Luisa?
Let's see, L. Would that be a first name or a last name?
Either.
Well, my wife's last name is Lewis.
Okay. And her father's in the spirit?
You know, I don't know. She hasn't seen her father in a long time, but she's assuming that he is because he's over 90 years old.
Because I feel like father connected with the initial Luis, Luisa, but it's in the spirit. This gentleman is in the spirit. But he comes to you as the way he is acknowledging you is kind of where you feel that he's calling you a son. Okay, so and we would say, I would it right for me to say it, son, your father-in-law. So they don't acknowledge as a father-in-law, they come in as a father, okay? But he's acknowledging you as a son. As well as I know that your dad is also. The number, the month of November has been passed on to me. What's the month of November for you?
Month of November.
It is connected with your daughter.
You know, I don't know because I know my one daughter, her birthday is in March, and then the other one is in January.
No, I want something that has happened, but it has already happened. But I want to go back to the month of November. I want to go back to November. But I don't know, I want to go back perhaps 3-4 years back.
Well, the only thing I can think of that it wasn't November, it was in December. I was wrongfully fired from a job, and we're still going through legal issues on that case.
Right, and that was about that time, right?
Yeah, a little over four years
because
ago.
Because I feel very much there's something around your daughter. Is that with your daughter's birthday in January?
Yeah, one is in January and one is in March.
Okay. Because I know it's either a month before or a month after, before the birthday.
Oh,
okay?
Wait a minute. You know what? When you were getting the name, the initial L, my daughter, her first name is Laura.
Okay. Okay.
Just remember that.
Your wife is gonna kill you. She has you say that.
No, because it's not. It's not. It's that daughter from another marriage.
Yeah, from another marriage. Sorry, I already said that. But I didn't mean to say from another wife, but it's another life. That was the past, but your daughter's still very much with us, okay? So I just acknowledging the connection with your daughter, okay? Now, I do feel very much, you are a nice guy. You are a, you know, it's one of, I only know you for speaking to you now, but however, I feel very much that you are very, very interesting person to talk to, because I do see a lot of books around you. I do see you either writing or reading or whatever, but I know that your knowledge and your philosophy is good. However, I do feel that you're just a little bit not out of luck. However, I do feel that it's just a, you need just a little bit that push. Your daddy said to me, don't let yourself go. Don't feel like there's nothing around for you, because there is a lot for you, okay? There is a lot coming for you, but, you know, one day you're going to be able to look back and say, oh, my God, I'm okay now. Because I know that not that you are completely skinned, not that you are completely broke. However, I know that you're watching your pennies. Do you understand this?
Yeah, he's right. I'm at the point now that unless I get something, unless I get some money or a quick job, that I'm going to lose everything, and I'm right at the edge right now.
Well, my friend, you're not going to lose nothing, okay? You're not going to lose not even the goldfish, okay? Do you got a goldfish?
No, I don't.
Who has a goldfish?
You know, I don't know of anybody who has a goldfish.
Well, the goldfish has been. I can see a goldfish around you. Now, if I see a goldfish, that might be a good sign for me. Okay, even if you haven't got goldfish around, then I feel very much it's a good sign why they destroy me. The goldfish going around quite happily. Not that you are in a small tank, because in fact, yes, that's how I see you. Like in a small pond, you know, going round and round and round, having nowhere to go. Okay, that's why they show me the goldfish, because it's the way they show me. You are in a small pond, and you are quite a big fish, because you are a very, very intelligent person. However, it's only a matter of time. It's only a time when I can feel the break. Once you got this break, you're going to be okay. You're not going to lose nothing. You're not going to lose your home. You're not going to lose your car. You're not going to lose nothing, okay? You'll be all in. Everything will happen just at the right time.
Okay.
Perhaps so you say, don't worry. Perhaps you say, when is the right time? You know, but I do feel that your dad said, he loves you very much. He is not going to let you go down, okay?
Okay. So you see me getting this job at the
paper
company?
I don't see any problem, my friend, okay?
Okay, so
okay,
all right. Thanks.
Okay. If you like to download this, if you like to have a retreat, this call, you can always go to www.mikexperience.fm or join me on Facebook, and then we can talk a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
My friend,
the paper company will call me tomorrow or today?
You know, sometimes I wish people don't say, I'll call you tomorrow, because there is sometimes they say to you, I call you tomorrow, because they want to get you off the hook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they want you, no? I'm not saying they're not going to call you. Yes, they will call you. But perhaps it's not just at the right time, okay?
Okay.
No, exactly tomorrow, but they will call you.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
My friend, allow me to wish you a very good day and
thank you.
Love and light to you, my friend. Thank you very much. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Now we're moving on. Hello? I'm moving up to the area 508. It's gone. I lost it.
Hello?
Yep. Area 508. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you today, Oscar?
I'm good. Who am I speaking to?
Carol.
Hello, Carol. How are you? You well?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very well. I'm very well, thank you. Now, I don't know, but, you know, talking to you at the moment, I feel very much I want to bring you something to perhaps now the initial J, do you know how I said before about the numbers, how it work. Yes, you heard me say that?
Yes, I have.
Now I want to give you the initial G. The initial G, but well, not like a gallery, but the initial G has been passed on to me. But this G, I feel very much is from the spirits rather than from the physical. Who has the initial G, please?
G? The initial G?
Uh-huh.
My son, Jerry.
And he's in spirit?
He's passed. Yeah,
that's what I mean. It's in the spirit, yet.
Yes.
Because I feel very much. That's right. Because I feel very much the initial it was passed on to me. Because you know I wanted to say something else before that. But it's the kind of way he said to me, please just go straight to her. Because I feel very much that you live your life every day knowing that. Yes, shall I say? I'm allowed to say this because I know that what he's saying to me is you live your life for him today. Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
Yes, I do.
Right. He allowed me to feel that he is very happy because he knows that you have found a way to communicate with him. Now he asked me to ask you. He's asking me to ask you about the bird, the white. I think it's a pigeon. No, it's not a pigeon. It's a dove. It's a dove.
Oh.
What is it with the white dove? With the dove?
A dove?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you have you? He's acknowledging a white dove. He's acknowledging a white. It's a white dove.
White dove.
He's
no.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Right.
Maybe when I get remarried, I'll let one off.
Do you know what the white dove are, right?
Yes.
Right. He's acknowledging this for some reason. Now, this is, to me, symbolize also pure love. Pure love. That's what he allows to me. Because I know that he said to me, okay, is your dad in the spirit?
Yes, he is.
Now, did he go to the spirit world with a heart attack?
Yes, he did.
Because he just, as I was talking to you, he just came in straight to me, and he's giving straight away the condition or the problem with my heart. I felt that he took my breath away, and I was, before I could say anything, he said to me, that's how I went. He is quite happy just to let you know that he's okay. He is okay. Now, I've been given the number 21. What is the number 21 for, please? Either the number 21 or the number 12 or the number 3. If it's the number 3, I want to go for the month of March.
March?
If it's the number 12, I want to go for the month of December.
That's my birthday month.
That's your birthday. Because I want, it's an anniversary that I need to connect here with, okay? Now, the reason, I know that December is still a long way to go, and perhaps we will speak again. But you know what? It's the kind of way I feel very much. They want you to celebrate your birthday, not just in December, but they want you to be alive. They want you to be celebrating your birthday every day. Because I feel very much you've been through a lot. Now, I feel very much also there's a little girl coming here to you as well. Now, I feel that with this little girl, you lost a child, you're a little girl, you lost a little girl as well?
No, I haven't. I had a miscarriage years ago.
That's fine. That's the one I'm talking about, okay? It's a little girl. They're coming here very close to you. And she allowed me to feel because the reason I know it's yours is because she's holding the hands with your son. Now, I know that's not his daughter, but it's the kind of way he allowed me to feel that there is a love connection between the two. But it's all the link is down to you. Okay? So I feel very much, I don't know if she's been passed on to you before.
No.
Okay. Okay, all right. Now, it's a name that's been coming here very, very strongly, but I want to say Mary. No, it's not Mary, Marisa. Who's Marisa?
Marissa.
Sounds like Marisa. Right. What is your connection with, what is your connection with, okay. What is your connections with Texas?
I don't have any.
Right. I feel very much I need to acknowledge this, okay? Now, I don't know why I want to give you, I don't know where exactly whereabouts in the country are you connected with Texas, but I feel very much you need a long way to go before you get there. But yeah, I feel like it's somebody coming from that area. Rather than you going, it's somebody coming from that area. But I feel quite happy about this. Now, who has the initial T? T as a Tom, Thomas?
Tony, my brother.
With us here?
He's here with us, yes.
Okay, because your dad wants to acknowledge him, and I want your dad's acknowledging him for some reason. Perhaps the reason he's acknowledging him as well, because I do feel there's a lot of difficulties around him at the moment. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there's a difficulties around him at the moment, but who has the problems with him? With the problem, health problems at the moment, going to a medical, going to the doctors around at the moment. Do you understand this?
Who's got medical problems?
Yes, but I want to link with your brother.
I don't. Oh, my older brother, but his initials are W. He's sickly.
He is what? Sorry. Your big brother. Hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear
me? Yes, I can. My oldest brother is very sick.
Right. Where is the cancer connection?
My mother.
Okay. And your mother still with us?
No.
Right. I feel very much I want to stay with us because I feel there's a celebration with her at the moment. So I feel like she's here now. I feel that she is sitting by your side, saying, I am celebrating. So it might be an anniversary or her birthday or somebody's birthday, but she is, maybe feel like she's here right now, right with you. What you celebrating at the moment?
Well, my son will be, he passed away 10 years ago next Thursday.
Right. So that's the reason why I feel very much that she is so much alive here. Just letting you know that she is by your side, that she is here, and she wants you to know that you're not by yourself. And your son also likes you to know that he is going to be very much around you. Okay? Now, I don't know if the time, the crossing of your son, it was around 9:30, but the 9:30 has been given to me. Did he cross about 9:30?
Did he what? I'm sorry.
Did he cross? Did he die at 9:30?
9:30 at night. Timing is time.
He's, yeah, absolutely.
No, but his birthday is in September. The ninth.
Okay. Now, the September is his birthday is September the 9th, but he said 9:30 to me. Now, what is the 9:30 connected with his crossing?
I'm not sure.
Right. I'm gonna ask you one thing, so I can actually help him or help you, Sarah. At what time did your son die?
24 in the morning.
What time?
4:20 in the morning.
Right. What happened 9:30 night time?
Well, he was complaining that he didn't feel good all that day, so I don't know.
Because that's why I feel very much that's when 9:30, that's when he's actually deteriorated, and I feel very much that's when the time where he knew that he was not going to make it. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
He wants you to know that he's okay, that is, he's free from restrictions and limitations from the body. And he wants to give you the most beautiful white rose. Now, this white rose, it may symbolize to me love, okay? That's the rose that he's giving you. But he sent to you to she sent me to give you this rose. So when you feel lonely, when you feel that you cannot go anymore, hold on to this rose. He showed me the rainbow. I know that I've been called time for to move on to you, but you know I'd like to stay here for another 2 seconds because he's showing me the rainbow. What the rainbow symbolized to you or to him?
It was the second day that he was home. It was a beautiful rainbow, and he came in my room and he said, "Ma, come on, look at the rainbow. It's beautiful."
Oh, bless him. Because I was just going to move on. He said, "Please don't move on. Tell about the rainbow, just to let you know that he feels very much in touch with you, in touch with what happened around you, and with all the family. He acknowledging he's acknowledging 2 children. So where is the 2 children belong to? They're not his, are they?
No.
No.
They belong to one belongs to his brother and his sister.
Okay, because it made me feel like they are his children, but they're not his children, if that makes sense. Because I feel very much they are a link to him, and just to let you know that he is very much aware of what's going on, okay? So he's saying to you that anytime you look at the rainbow, you know that he's smiling to you, okay?
Thank you.
My darling, I got to say goodbye to you for a moment, but please remember that you can always retrieve this call if you go into www.mikespiritfm. Do all your loved ones that love you very much, and you are a very brave lady.
Thank you so much, Oscar.
God bless you. Take care of yourself. Good night. God bless.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
I'm moving on to the area code 510. Good evening. Good afternoon.
So my name is Rochelle. And I, too, have a career question. I'm looking for a new career position, and I'm meeting somebody next week that I hope will see the potential in me and think I might be good for his company. And I was wondering if you get any feel for that or if there's other opportunities for me coming up.
Do you know, my darling, I know the many mediums will be happy when the person coming in and said, "I got a question." But if you haven't asked me that question, more likely that I would give it to you, okay? Because that makes my room, not that they make my job, yes, makes it too easy. And that's not what I believe. What I believe is me giving you things that going to make that make sense to you. Sense perhaps in a way that I know that you are very stuck at the moment. I know that you're looking for new opportunities, new fields to open in front of you. But I know that you've been out, it's like, you know, when you come into full stop and there's nowhere to go, you want to go left or right or ahead. But it's like the journey, it's like the road has been blocked. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, I got a lady who is coming here very close to me at the moment. This lady is coming from your mother's figure and from mother's figure. Now, your mother still with us here?
She passed away.
She passed away. But I feel like, now I want to give you the number 4. What's the number 4, please?
4. She was born in, my mom was born in April.
Okay, that's right.
I have, yeah.
You got 4 children. Okay,
she was born in April, and I have 4 siblings.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I went to, because I didn't listen to her first, so that's why I asked for something more confirmation. Then she gave me the number 4, which I more confirmed to her for her birthday as well as your sibling. Now, another at the moment, I feel very much, I don't know, but I do feel you're a single lady.
Yes, I am.
Because I feel very much I'm looking around your house at the moment, and I'm looking for a male figure, and I don't see one, okay?
No.
I don't see a male figure. However, I feel very much that this has been on for quite some time now, okay?
Yes.
Now, Now, if you were to ask me, is a possibility that I'm going to meet somebody in the future? There is always a possibility. There is always a hope that you meet somebody. Okay, I know that you don't like the late nights by yourselves. I know that you don't like to feel, you want to feel love, because you give a lot of love to people. You are one of those persons that sometimes you give too much, but you receive very little. Do you understand this?
Yes. Oh yes.
Okay.
Very much.
Now, I do need to understand and to acknowledge that the position that perhaps you're seeking for at the moment, perhaps this is not the one that is going to be for you. But nevertheless, I don't want you to disheart yourself thinking there is not going to be another possibility, because there is one possibility, very, very good possibility. As long as we are alive, there is always a hope. And I do see you very much working, not perhaps today or tomorrow, but working in an environment. Do you work with the public?
Yes.
Yeah, because I see you surrounded by people, but I see you working in a fantastic environment, an environment that I feel quite happy. I feel happy. Now, I don't know if the one you're going for this time is the one, but please don't lose the courage. Because there is a, now, I want to give you the month of October. What's the month of October for, please?
That was my mother's anniversary.
Okay, because you know what? It's the kind of way I feel that even if she has gone, she's still very much, very, very strong with you. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, the initial B has been given, B as a Brian. Who has the initial B, please?
No, nobody that I know yet.
Okay. I want to give you this initial. It's not Brian, but I just want to give the initial B as a Brian, but it's not Brian, okay? But I'd like you to hold on to this this initial, because I feel there's something there. I like it. Now, what is your connection where's your connection with your Los Angeles?
Nothing. I live in California, but I live all the way north.
Right. I want to connect you with Los Angeles here, okay? Now, it's a connection that I want you to acknowledge, because Los Angeles, I know that I've been to Los Angeles once, but I don't know much about the States, to be honest. Believe me, my family, I've got a lot of family in the States, but I don't know where they are. I know where they are, but I just never been there. However, I'd just like you to acknowledge the month of October, as well as pass on with Los Angeles. I want you to acknowledge the month. You just moved the properties.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
You just moved to a property. You just moved to your new property.
Oh, no. I've been here for 15 years.
Right. Because if I see a move, I can see you in a move, I see a move, a property with you. You either you've been, or you go and you're thinking, or you whatever. But this is not your own property, is that right?
I own this property.
Right. Because I want you to hold on to this, because I feel there is a move. There is a move. Okay? And there is a move. I don't know if it has anything to do with a job, but it's the kind of way I feel very much. I see lorries. I see you loading. Not you yourself, but I see people actually loading. Why do I see a lot of pink in your house?
Pink?
Yeah, pink color.
Pink? I don't have any pink.
You haven't got any pink?
No.
I still see pink color. I see a lot of pink upstairs. Okay. Who has the initial? Okay. Who's... right. Have you got, it's one of your children, what is the new baby, what is the new pregnancy?
I don't have any children, I never did. And
No. What is the new pregnancy? What's the new pregnancy? Somebody around the family?
No, I don't have any friends, they're all past, they're older.
No, I'm not looking for an older person. I'm looking for a new person, a younger person with a pregnancy around you. Perhaps it's not a child, blood related, but it's a circle of friends. But I do feel it's a pregnancy around the family, or a friend circle of friends. But I want to acknowledge the color pink.
Okay.
Now, if I acknowledge the color pink, that tells me obviously it's going to be a girl. But I need to acknowledge that because it's been passed on to me. So please hold on to this, okay? Then you see where the connection is. But I do feel very much the connection is with Los Angeles. I don't know why I want to take you there.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, who works in the hospital, please?
My boyfriend is a doctor.
Because I see the medical connection here. Right. But he doesn't... What is connection with you, with your boyfriend and your Los Angeles?
There's none.
You know what?
Yeah, and he's just really a person that I date. I can't call him my boyfriend, but it's a guy that I date, but he's not connected to L.A.
Right. There is a connection with L.A., with him at the moment, and I just want you to acknowledge it because perhaps this is not today or tomorrow, but there will be a reason why it's been passed on, but it's with a medical, as with a medical person connected with the medical, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, I got to move on, but you know, if I hope perhaps I know that you sit and they are waiting or hoping that perhaps I was gonna say to you, yes, you're gonna get this job, yes, but I don't like giving people hope, false hopes, because we are in a free will, and sometimes people say to us, I'm gonna give you the job, and the last minute they change their mind. Okay, I'm not saying that you're not gonna get a job. You will get a job, just perhaps, just not this one. But when you don't get this one, and you get the next one, you're gonna see why you didn't get this one. Does that make any sense?
Yes, I understand. Oscar, do you know how I'm gonna connect with that the job that's meant for me? How am I gonna find it?
I always say one thing to people. Good things come to good people. And sometimes when we're looking for a job or looking for a relation, some so hard, sometimes we're missing the small print. Sometimes we're looking for the big print and we're missing the small print. So please don't disheart yourself because I feel very much you will find a job. Okay?
Okay.
And I don't feel that you have to go really out your way to find it. The job will come to you, or you go to the job, but when the job is right, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
God bless. You have
okay,
a good night.
You.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
Very much. God bless. Bye bye now. Bye. I'm moving to the another area. Another one. From the call from the area 510. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. I want to know if there's any messages for me.
Who am I speaking to?
Tasha.
Sorry.
Tasha.
Tasha. Hi, Tasha.
Yes.
Thank you for coming. Hi. Thank you for coming that way. Now, are you in? Okay. Now, as I'm approaching with you here, as I'm linking with you, I want to give you the number 3 to start with. Where's the number 3 belong to, please?
Third child. I'm the third child, and I have 3 kids.
Okay. That's a very strong number for you. Okay. That's a number 3, very strong number. It's been passed on to here. Now, as I'm talking to you also, I feel a gentleman coming here very close to me, but this gentleman will have the uniform. But I feel more like an army uniform rather than a police uniform. But I want to go from your father figure, father side. Your father had the uniform, the army uniform.
My grandfather was in uniform.
Okay.
On my
your
father's
daddy,
side.
On your father's side.
My father's
feel,
father.
Yeah, because I feel very much it's a strong connection here. I don't know how close would you have been to your granddad, but it's a kind of... How close were you to your granddad?
When I was little, I was very close to him.
Because I feel very, it's coming very close to you here. But I think now, the initial C has been passed on to me. Who has the initial C?
C in the family?
As a Charlie.
That's my great-grandfather, yeah. Great-great-great-grandfather.
You know, because sometimes people say,
yeah, he's on my mom's side. Yay, he came through. I want you to let him know I do love him.
He loves you very much because he knows that you are, what, he's dancing in one leg, all right? He's dancing in one leg at the moment. He's quite happy to come through because I don't know if you ever heard, he ever come through before?
No, I think this is the first time he came through.
Okay, because I feel he's, not because he's called, he has one leg, but it's the kind of way he said, I'm so happy that I can stand and dance in one leg. Now, he also allowed me to feel with his condition, the legs and the condition with his legs. So I don't know, he would have had a condition with his legs, but he allowed me to feel a very old legs. Do you understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, brings a lady here, we come in with initial M. M as a Maria.
Uh-huh. Monty,
okay.
Mary.
And Mary. But that's from your mother's side?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because she's coming here very close as well. Now, your mother's also gone?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to hear. Yeah.
Okay. Your mother also passed?
No. She's still alive.
She's still with us. Now, what is the twins in the family with your mother?
Me and my sister are twins, and we have a fraternal brother. We're triplets.
because if you think that you are the only twins in the family,
yeah.
I can promise you, you're not going to be the last ones, okay? There's a lot more twins coming to the family. There's a lot of twins. But as I'm talking to you, also I feel very much a connection with people across the waters, so people from overseas, people they're very happy. But I feel like it's Jamaican sound, the drums and the music. Why do I hear this?
As far as music, yeah, I hear.
I want to start dancing here, but I feel like I'm hearing a lot of Jamaican music, you know, very happy music. Why? Who comes from overseas?
I don't know.
And you're not going anywhere? Sorry?
No, not going anywhere overseas that I know of.
And you don't have any connection with overseas?
No, I wasn't overseas.
Sorry?
I'm distant with someone that's like across the waters. That's probably what they're talking about.
Okay. Because I feel the reason why I'm saying this is because I feel the happy music, but I feel like the music coming from overseas coming to your door. So that means basically somebody from overseas is coming to you guys. Okay? It's the kind of way I feel. It's a connection. Now, your mother is still with us here, but I want to give, who has initial R, please? R as a ratio.
Rachel?
No, Rachel, but they are, as an example. Who has the initial R, please?
R, is it a male or is it a female?
This one is a male.
Oh, it's Robert, my Uncle Robert.
In
my
the spirit.
Great-uncle. Yeah, in the spirit.
Because, you know, what I feel here is that you are surrounded by dead people. People call it dead, but I don't call it dead because we are dead. We are dead, long time dead. Those in the spirit are more alive than we are because they can't do what they do. Just to let us know they are still very much with us, they are very much more alive than we are. Okay? That's the kind of way they say to you, if they want to wish you, all of them, they want to wish you a very happy birthday. But I got a male coming here, but I feel like a son. I feel like a boy of yours. You lost a son, please.
I had an abortion.
Yeah. Because it doesn't matter the reason, but he just coming here just to say hello to you. But just before I go, they all singing a happy birthday to you. Now, I don't think it's your... I don't think it's today, but when is your birthday?
June.
Okay, that's what I said, because I don't think it's today, but they're singing happy birthday.
They talk about my oldest son's birthday coming up, August. Yeah, my oldest son's birthday is in August.
Okay, because they're singing a happy birthday because I see him feeling today or tomorrow, but it's a coming happy birthday. But it's a kind of way just sent to you, they're going to be very much around, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so here I got to move on now, but I will say to you that is if you like to retrieve this call, then please just go to www.mikespirit.fm, and from there you'll be able to retrieve the call. Okay.
Then we'll okay.
Okay. In the meantime, let me wish you a very good, happy life. Okay.
Now. Okay. Thank you.
Dear friends. Sadly, I must say this is the end of the show tonight, and I'd like to sincerely thank you from the bottom of my heart to all of you who have very patiently waiting there. I know that your time will come when we once again will be able to unite and talk and perhaps meet to bring your loved ones. In the meantime, I will say to you, thank you for allowing me to enter your homes, and may your circle be with you always. God bless you.
Thanks.